Today marks 1 year since the discovery of the body of Mason Pendris in his room at Canterbury University Hall. The 19-year-old lay dead for between 2 and 4 weeks at the Sonoda building before he was found by a friend. Since then, the University and Campus Living, the private company that operates the halls, have rung the changes to ensure students living away from home for the first time are better cared for. But while the family of Mason Pendris have welcomed the changes, they remain deeply disappointed at what they say is the failure of Campus Living to tell them what it has been doing to ensure the same thing does not happen to anyone else's son. Alicia Foon reports.
Anthony Holland says 12 months on, the loss of his 19-year-old stepson is still hard to bear.
Me and the family, and Tree's my partner, we talk about him often. Do I miss my friend? It's just like a line out of that movie, Shawshank Redemption. Do I miss my friend? I miss him a lot every day, every single day.
But the grief this family feels has been compounded by what it says is a failure by Campus Living to keep them informed of the changes it has made to prevent a repeat tragedy. Anthony Holland says the multinational company, which the family chose because of the pastoral care it promised to offer Mason, has not been in touch with them since January. This last meeting, 8 months ago, was to discuss an independent inquiry that found the company had no staff on site and failed to follow up on the whereabouts of their son.
Not a thing since the independent inquiry with the QC. I've not heard anything since before that. Not a thing. So, hey, ask them why they've not been in touch. That would be interesting.
RNZ put the claim to Campus Living's Australian-based managing director, John Schroeder. He insists it has done enough to support the family and to communicate to them the changes it has brought in.
I believe we have.
Do you believe you had a duty to communicate and check in with Anthony Holland or the family of Mason within the last 6 months?
I won't answer that on this particular call. I won't answer that.
Can you say why not?
I won't answer it. I think I've answered the question. I spoke to, again, for the record, I spoke to Anthony Holland several times, face-to-face in New Zealand, up to 4 to 6 weeks after Mason was discovered. Our chief operating officer had more communication with him thereafter and tried to communicate with him earlier this year. That's all on the record. I don't propose to go into any much more detail after that.
John Schroeder says between May and July it worked with the university, hiring 8 more staff and 15 more resident assistants.
Placed individual dedicated village managers in each of the properties, monitoring door access, monitoring meal use, working with support staff for monitoring wellbeing signals and the system for students to indicate absences from the halls. And that's all being rolled out at the moment.
But Anthony Holland says while he is happy with the communications he has had with the university and the actions it and Campus Living have taken, the company still had a duty to keep the family up to date with the changes it had introduced.
Just tells you what they think about me and Mason's death. They're really not that concerned. Oh, they're not concerned about me anyway. I'm extremely disappointed I've not heard from them. Not at all. Not a thing. Extremely disappointed. There's no contact whatsoever from Campus Living Villages.
John Schroeder says the situation wasn't helped by the university allowing the halls to be used to house first-year students, such as Mason Pendris, when it was only designed to accommodate those in years 3, 4 and 5.
The original design of Sonoda was not for undergrads, first-year undergrads. So we've stopped that. We've eliminated it.
So are you saying that if this change was made earlier, this death potentially could have been prevented?
I don't believe you can eliminate all risk. I don't believe you can. The circumstances surrounding Mason, which we have to be mindful of, is still subject to a coronial inquest and coronial inquiry.
Decomposition of the teenager's body made it impossible to determine the cause of death. To this day, Mason's friends and family feel his death has been overshadowed by questions.
There's nothing I can do to change it or bring him back, and as sad as it sounds, we'll never know when or why or how. Do I grieve? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, every day.
In a response to Campus Living's claims that it was the university's decision to house first-year students in a hall intended for older residents, the university says it entered into an agreement with the company to do this. Vice-Chancellor Professor Cheryl Delaray says they have contacted Mason's family and his friends to offer support. She says a cherry tree and plaque have also been dedicated in Mason's memory, and his family have been invited back to visit the memorial site. From January 2021, universities and polytechs face a $100,000 fine if found responsible for the serious harm or death of students in their care. For Checkpoint, ko Elisha Foon, tēnei.